Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Now, if you listen to this show for any amount of time, and you know our sports guy, Leroy, you know that sometimes he'll make up stories that we have a hard time believing because they sound like, frankly, lies. But yesterday, he told us a story that was going down. It was going down the direction of a Leroy story where we were like, are you sick? Come on, man. You're exaggerating. No, that's a lie. Now you're making this up. But we actually got verification that his story is 100% true. So, because it is the fall season, and the fall, you know, it has to do with flannel and pumpkin spice.
Leaves falling.
Leaves and falling and changing colors and stuff. And apple picking, we thought that we'd give you this PSA. So Leroy, I would like for you to take it away.
All right. Just a heads up, you know, like you said, it's apple picking season. So if you do plan on going apple picking, I went with my family this past Sunday. Get out there. Everything's cool. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. We parked the car. The place is crowded. Kids are just, you know, having a ball. We get out the car, and this lady with her kids walks towards us, and she says, don't you go in there. Don't you pay no $11 for each kid of yours. And I'm like, what is going on? It's getting crazy in there. They got no apples.
What?
I said, wait a minute, hold up. And I'm looking at her like she's crazy. Like, this woman's out of her mind. They got no apples. And they say if you pick apples up from the ground, they're going to call the police on you.
What?
So I'm like, whatever. Something's wrong with this lady. Maybe she's put something in her apple cider. So I just kept it moving. But then this guy was getting in his car with his Bruins hat on and face was all scruffy. He's like, yeah, she's right. She's right. They only had four trees with apples. There was no apples.
A whole orchard.
Yeah, all they had was four apples.
Oh my God.
So we go over and we're talking, like, you know, my family and I, like, look, what are we going to do? Because I'm not paying $11
right.
each person to go apple picking and there's no apples. So what we ended up doing basically was picking apples out of a barrel. My son got a pickle. I ate some donuts that, you know, they make right there on the spot with the cinnamon
the
and all that.
Cider
oh,
donuts.
My God.
Those are the best.
But let me tell you something. People were upset.
Yeah. Just think about it, man. It's like, this isn't like you going to freaking Dunkin' Donuts or something and then being like, I'm sorry, man. You know what? Our delivery shipment today didn't make it in, so we're out of honey dip or something like that. This is like, when it comes to apple picking, that's the thing.
There's it's the a season, only attraction.
Yeah, it's the only thing at this place for this particular part of the season. It's the equivalent of you going to a Patriots game and then being like, oh, we're sorry, the Patriots didn't show up today.
Yeah, right.
They're not here to play.
Now, I would like to say I didn't appreciate you saying that I lie, because I don't. But I tell stories. I'm not lying.
Maybe lie's not a good word. It could be maybe like
embellish,
dramatize.
I might do that.
Embellish.
I might.
Yes.
Lies.
But
I mean,
what happened that it got verified?
Oh, so our other producer, Mark, was like, wait a minute. My wife went to a place yesterday and she was complaining that it didn't have apples. So he asked Leroy for the name. I don't want to say the name of the place. Right. I don't want to put him on blast.
You right. should.
No.
Like North Shore. Anyway, so
it's like a public service.
But so Leroy said the name of the spot, and Mark just texted his wife. He goes, "Hey, what was the name of the place that you went apple picking yesterday?" And she texted him back, and it was the same place as Leroy.
Yep.
So if you're gonna go apple picking, which it's one of those things that I don't think anybody really likes doing, but we all do it because we feel like the people that we're with like doing it.
For Instagram.
If you're going to be going apple picking anytime soon, just, you know, just verify ahead of time.
How many trees actually have apples on them?
Exactly. Hi, I just want to make sure you actually have apples.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.